didn't just do intros, outros for this too, as it's a special. Hello and welcome to a special seasonal episode of Lex Education. It's the Comedy Science Podcast where comedian Laura Lex is trying to learn science from her nerdy younger brother Ron. Hi, Ron.
Hello, I'm Ron.
I'm so excited about this episode, Ron, because you are not excited about it, and I'm like, what the fuck's he done?
Right, yeah, are we getting straight into it?
No, we can, well, you know, we don't have to do a separate intro outro record on a special ep. We normally just bundle the whole thing into one cosy blanket, but we can do some preamble chat if you want.
Nah, so, it's Easter. Are we doing this because of Easter?
Yeah. Have you got time to edit it this week? To go out next Monday?
Yeah.
All right, then it will go out the Easter Monday.
Laura?
Yeah?
Why are we... What was the idea?
The idea was Jesus died and then came back to life. So we'll do an episode about all sorts of scientific developments that have made it so that things don't kill us anymore. We stay alive.
Right. What's that got to do with Easter?
Because Jesus died at Easter and come back to life, didn't he? And I was trying to distract you from eggs.
Nah, but I remembered now.
Yeah, you did. Eggathon. Remember.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, it means we don't have to do that Royals episode.
Oh, we can still do that as a history episode.
I don't want to.
Well, you have to.
I'm not interested.
Yes, you are. You will be when I find some cool facts.
Can I do something else?
What? Like, I will sit and talk about the Royals and you will talk about NBA?
Yeah, or something.
That would be the weirdest episode ever.
I'll do something else. You do Royals.
What are you going to do? We can't just be talking about two completely different subjects.
I could talk about animals that are called the Royal something. Or I could talk about the New Zealand singer, Lord.
No.
I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do something else. I'm just going to prepare a special presentation. I might have it as just like one of my creative moments. Ron's creative time.
Okay.
You know, like when I did those funny ads you deleted and stuff like that.
Yeah. Maybe I'll delete this bit too.
Nah, I'll just have fun with it.
Yeah, you just be a loose cannon, Ron.
Yeah, everyone likes it when I'm fun.
Yeah, all right.
So, I couldn't really remember what the idea was for this episode, and then I subtly asked you without you knowing what we were supposed to be doing today, but I didn't really know why we were doing that.
Did you drink at lunchtime today?
No.
What's happened?
I'm just giddy.
But it's like a really weird, like, messed up giddy.
Nah, it's just giddy.
I think it was too much pub last night.
I did have some pub last night.
Yeah.
Lovely bit of pub. You know, we were talking about it last night at pub. And these are my awards, mother from army. So we were talking about it at pub last night, and it feels like the pub people are way better at taking the glasses these days. You don't go to the pubs, you wouldn't really know, but it feels like they're bang on cleaning up all the glasses now, and it feels like it didn't used to be like that. But last night they weren't really taking our glasses, and then we had a table full of glasses because we drank some pints. It was nice.
So, if you didn't prep what we planned to prep, what did you prep, Ron?
Because I subtly asked what we were doing today, and you didn't know. But
I did know, and I gave you a theory on it, on how to do it.
Yeah,
I said, look at what the highest mortality rate causes were in like 1850 or something, and then have a look at why we don't die of those things anymore.
Yeah, so I did that. Kinda. So, hang on. So, right. Here's the problem with that as a concept for this episode. The thing is that what we were dying from back in day, there weren't really, like, things, if that makes sense.
Oh, what, like, it was just vengeful spirits? Curses. No,
so, like, we're going to talk through it, okay? Like, there will be an episode, but I just worry it is disastrously far from Easter.
But it was only ever a loose connection to Easter, because really, once you've done eggs, if you don't want to cover
rabbits.
Religion... Alright, what were you going to pull out of your arse for an hour about rabbits?
I haven't done the research, I couldn't say, but...
Put that on the list for next year, then.
What list?
Of Easter special ideas.
I'll make a spreadsheet of Easter special ideas.
Great.
No, so, do you want to know... The like number one number one cause of death in the 1800s?
Bad humours.
No, stillborn. I don't want to talk about that.
But surely there are medical developments like CAT scans and CT scans and ultrasounds and, like, we were talking about embryo screening and all that stuff and not, like, pulling them out with metal forceps and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I just don't really want to talk about it.
All right, then.
I just feel like that's a bit sad. A bit too sad.
Yeah, it is a very sad subject.
So we're going to move past
to lighten
that
it
one.
A little bit, when I was younger, I thought they were called stillborns because it was like stillborn, though. Not born, not moving.
That's funny. Do you want to... So that's the second most one.
Oh.
We're going to skip that one.
Right.
Do you want to know the fifth most cause of death?
No, why are we doing the second and fifth?
Ah! Do you want to know the fifth most one?
All the shit you gave me for starting the bloody humour book on chapter 3. And now you're like, that was second. Who wants to know fifth? And, hello, one, I didn't. Is it Easter? Give me an egg.
Yeah, because there's reasons for this now.
All right. There's reasons for what I did too.
Do you want to know the fifth one?
Yeah. Falling off a horse.
No, it's just unknown.
So that's probably cancer, isn't it?
Don't know.
I always think in books when, like people just suddenly died and it was like, well, actually, they probably had an illness for a really long time and it's just been getting steadily worse and worse, but they just didn't really know what it was and now they've died.
Yeah, I guess a lot of them would be. But so the problem with the rest of this episode is that, so a lot of the things that they used to say...
By the way,
say,
thanks for checking out the podcast, new listeners, and I hope Ron has filled you with hope that the podcast is fun and worth listening to.
You're the one that's exasperated. I'm having a nice time.
Going, so this bit's not very good, and then in a minute it's going to get worse, and here's why this didn't work, and it's about to be awful.
Fuck you! I'm trying!
Yeah, trying to drive us into the ground.
So, actually, I did do a bit of research. Right, I got to...
Let's have you done a lot of research?
I've done some! So...
I know you've done about 45 minutes...
Yeah, I was walking today in slat. Laura, I didn't know what we were doing.
No, it's not that you didn't know. You'd forgotten, failed to write it down, can't read the fucking notes in the spreadsheet that clearly say what we're doing.
What does it say in there?
It says Easter special on life saving.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Right, but, okay, so I just want to say that...
Like, do you remember when we did the drowning thing? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, but we've already done that.
Yeah.
Which was bringing people back from the dead.
Because we hardly die of anything anymore.
Can't believe we blew that content on Halloween. But anyway, let me talk. So I just want to say...
Oh, by the way, this will be an even number, but it is your edit.
Why is it my edit?
Because we've messed about with the order that things are being released in.
Okay. Right, can I just say something, please? Yeah. So, the data that we're going to be talking through for deaths is about Leeds from 1835 through to 1900.
Which is absolutely fine, as long as a lot of them aren't very Leeds-specific, like fell over on the hedgerow.
Well, there was the Leeds baboon massacre that really throws out the numbers for 1 year, but if we can ignore that as an outlier, that's fine. No, so this is another problem that I had, right? So the starting data that I found was all about Leeds, but then, so when I was trying to compare a lot of it to now times, those sources weren't about Leeds. It's quite hard to compare.
All right. So
it's another problem I had.
Yeah, is that this data starts in Leeds but quickly folds out to encompass the country, the world? We don't know.
Well, the other stats that I've got will cover different things because they're all from different other sources.
All right, okay.
A lot of them I don't have stats, but
I've just got a feeling. I just felt like people were probably dying. Oh.
I think you're really cross and angry at me right now.
I'm not cross and angry with you. You're paranoid because you're high as fuck.
I'm not high. I wish I was. I'm not. This isn't what I'm like when I'm stoned, actually. But
I've seen you stoned loads of times, Ron.
Not loads of times, sometimes.
Okay.
Like 12 times.
I knew you all the way through your university career, Ron.
Yeah. I was mainly sober when we were hanging out. I don't know if you've ever seen me stoned apart from at festivals.
I saw you stoned last year when you were staying at my house when you came back from your work do. And then we played video games and you were really good at it.
Oh, yeah. I was stoned then. All right, that time and festivals.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't even know why we're talking about this.
No, so, just do the episode.
So, fifth reason was unknown. So, So
is this just Leeds? In Leeds, they didn't know why people died.
Yeah, but we've got to assume Leeds is a microcosm.
Yeah.
Of the rest of the world.
Stop tapping your microphone.
I'm not. I'm tapping my laptop because I'm using it.
No, you're not.
I am using it.
What are you doing?
I'm tapping around. So, Laura, so unknown in Leeds from 1835 to 1900, 4.4% of deaths. They just had no idea why that happened. Yeah.
That's almost unknown is nowadays.
Well, I found this out actually. Mm. So now in America in 2017, only 15 in 100,000 deaths, they don't know what's going on.
Oh.
So that's gone from being
in Florida.
That's gone from being 1 in 20 to 15 in 100,000, yeah. If you can imagine that.
That's loads of different.
Yeah. So that's 0.015%. Unknowns.
Wow.
But how mad is that? Is that like 1 in 20 people were dropping dead and they were just like, I've got no idea what happened there, mate. He was fine yesterday.
Yeah.
Or you'd just be like, oh, mum's looking worse. I think she's on her way out. And then someone else would be like, oh no, what's she got? And you're just like, beats me.
Yeah, but they would say like, oh, she's got an imbalance of the four humours, wouldn't they? Or God is cross with her, or she hasn't been bled enough this week.
No, that's more like medieval times.
No, they were bleeding people right up until like the 18th century.
Yeah, but we're talking about the 19th century.
When did they stop bleeding people?
I don't know.
In Poldark, they bleed people all the time. Old Dr. Choke.
When yeah, but isn't that the 1700s?
Did people stop bleeding each other in the UK till the end of the 19th century.
Okay.
Then it does say the practice has been now abandoned by modern stale medicine for all except a very few specific medical conditions. I wonder what you might still get bled for.
Mega blood. Too much blood.
That sounds like a theme hospital thing. I'm sorry, you've got mega blood.
I'd love to play a bit of theme hospital right now.
I don't think you would.
Why? Why do you think I wouldn't?
It's not ever as good as you remember it being theme hospital. I've replayed it a few times.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. I do want to play Descent, though.
Oh, you should.
I find that, I'd need to get a mouse, I think. I don't think I'd be able to play it with a touchpad.
It was hard with a touchpad. Yeah. My problem when I was playing is I didn't know how to save. But I digress. Yeah, so that's the unknown stuff. Now, let's go to the number one cause, Laura.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Accident.
No.
Death by misadventure.
No, accident actually isn't in the top 10. Neither is misadventure. Oh. No, so the number one cause of death in Leeds from 1835 to 1900 was bronchitis.
Oh, I was going to say pneumonia, which is not far off. That's lungs, isn't it?
Yeah. But, yeah, so bronchitis is an inflammation of the airways in the lungs that is usually caused by an infection. So this is why this was impossible to research and why I've done such a, frankly, shoddy job of putting together this episode is because, spoilers, right? So bronchitis is on there. Convulsions are on there.
Ooh.
Inflammation's on there. Diarrhea's on there. Dropsy's on there. Fits are on there. Apparently they're
dropsy.
Edema.
What's edema?
It's when your sort of tummy area fills with water as an inflammation thing. But
well, you never
so
hear
all
about
of these things
anymore.
You do, but it's called edema now.
I've never heard that word before.
Well, you're not a medical learned doctor.
I've watched nearly all of Grey's Anatomy and I don't remember anybody having edema.
Some of them did, but they didn't talk about it. Do you know when you see people that are in famine-affected areas and they're quite skinny, but they have, like, a tum that looks
yes.
a bit sort of swollen? That's edema. Yeah. So the reason why this was really hard to research is because all of these things that were on the causes of death back then aren't what we would call the cause of death now. So, for example, like, edema is a...
Do you know another thing I found out about today?
Yeah.
Courtesy of our friend Danny.
Yeah.
I found out about a thing called the Pouch of Douglas.
What's the Pouch of Douglas?
The Pouch of Douglas is like a pouch in your body, sort of like... I think it's like behind your womb, like between your womb and your colon or something. There's just a little gap there with not a lot going on in it, and it's called the Pouch of Douglas.
Oh.
There you go.
So, but yeah, so it was hard because, like, yeah, bronchitis is a, it's a symptom, not a disease itself.
Right.
So we would never say now someone... Well, apart from chronic bronchitis, but that's different, Laura. But, like, we wouldn't say really now, like, someone died of edema or dropsy. We'd say, oh, well, they died of kidney failure, and then that was one of the symptoms.
Okay.
So it's made it really hard to do this.
Good.
But anyway, we'll talk about bronchitis. So according to the NHS website, bronchitis is an inflammation of the airways in the lungs that's usually...
You could have done it a different way then if this wasn't working out.
You could have
just picked some illnesses and some cures that have been developed.
But I didn't know why we were doing this.
Why didn't you just say that then?
Because I was doing... Laura, I was so flustered. I told you I was floundering.
I helped...
Yeah, and then I tried to take your help and use it, but I couldn't, Laura.
So why didn't you ask for more help?
Because I was in deep, man. I was in deep. I was burning out there, man. Burning in the fire.
You're so weird. You're just such a weird little guy.
This is what you asked for.
We we've been recording for 20 minutes, and so far all you've done is present reasons why it's a shit episode.
No!
That's all we've done.
I think this is going to be a great episode, really funny.
When's it going to start?
Do you think when I'm slagging off our episodes, it's because I think the content's, like, the science isn't good in them?
I think it's a mixture of both. Sometimes you say it's our fault for being sloppy and unfun, and sometimes the science is boring and that makes you go...
No, when I'm saying that, I'm only talking about us as presenters. I'm not talking about the science at all.
Well, this is criticism of you as a presenter. You have done a bad job preparing to present.
No, but you're not listening to me or letting me talk.
I have done both for 21 minutes. I guess I just have to let you continue.
Laura, listen, right? So bronchitis, according to the NHS website, is an inflammation of the airways in the lungs that is usually caused by an infection. It often gets better without treatment in around 3 weeks.
Oh, unless you're in Leeds in the 1870s.
Well, that's the thing. What were they doing?
Well, they were living in damp houses and there was lots of Industrial Revolution smog and overcrowded. Why did you just pull a weird face?
No reason.
Have you got someone in the room with you?
No, I did a rat.
Ah.
Yeah, so I guess, yeah. So this is, yeah, I mean, like, this is why it was hard to research, because, like, so, yeah, just air quality's gotten a lot better, less people smoke now.
These aren't reasons why it was hard to research. This is meant to be the content, Ron.
Well, then lap it up. Here we go. I'm doing it. Here you go, Your Majesty. Yeah, air quality's better.
These specials episodes was they were supposed to be really good onboarding ones that were good standalone bits for getting new listeners in.
What's not standalone about this?
It's a fucking shambles.
Standing alone, though, isn't it?
On one leg, wobbling at the top of a mountain.
So the air quality is quite a lot better now. People smoke less, which is good for your lungs to not smoke.
Yeah.
However, there is something called chronic bronchitis. Do you know what chronic bronchitis is more commonly known as, Laura?
Emphysema.
No, emphysema is slightly different. It's known as COPD.
Oh, right.
Which stands for, hang on, hold please, caller. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So, do you know what chronic means?
Chronic means long term.
Yes. What's the opposite of chronic?
Temporary.
Acute.
Oh.
Yeah. Obstructive, that means like there's an obstruction, something's in the way, a blockage,
like
a barrier.
Like you standing between me and a good episode.
Laura, this is harsh words.
Stop rubbing whatever it is on the desk that is just tapping away. The sound quality is going to be abysmal.
Pulmonary, that just means lungs.
I got a toe blur in today.
Let's see.
Stastis. If you come and stay, you can have some.
You'll never guess what I bought yesterday.
What'd you buy?
Box of assorted broken biscuits.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were they broken before you bought them?
Yeah, like a box of broken biscuits.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You ever had a box of broken biscuits?
No, I earn money. I just buy whole ones.
Laura?
Yeah?
Guess how much biscuits was in this box?
400 grams.
More?
2 kilos.
Less?
1 kilo.
More?
1.5 kilos.
Less?
1,250 grams.
More?
1,300 grams.
Yeah!
How much did it cost?
Guess.
£2.50.
More?
£4.
Yes!
Yes! they chocolate biscuits?
Some of them.
Where is this box?
I could go get it if you want.
Yeah, I'll see it.
Right. I've got it.
Yeah, I'm in. Whoa, that is big. Looks like a multi-pack box of crisps. Why did I encourage him to go and get snacks? That one's not even broken.
No, loads of them aren't broken, actually. That one's just like a... That's just a digestive...
You're going to have a dry mouth now?
Yeah, plain.
You sharing them with your housemates?
Yeah, I just left them out on the counter for everybody.
That is a whole chocolate-covered biscuit.
That's just like a penguin bar.
That's not broken at all.
Yeah, but the thing about these is you can take a bite and then put it back and no one will know.
No, they will know. Broken biscuits aren't half-eaten biscuits. People know the difference between teeth marks and a broken biscuit.
So many of them are just plain, actually. That's quite disappointing. Oh!
Oh, is that like an oaty one?
Yeah. Hang on, I want to show you my favourite. Hang on. Oh, this isn't my favourite, but I want to show you this one.
Oh, I love those ones, the little rings with the jam in the middle and a bit of frosting. Did you put that all in a one-er? Ron, you are going to have goop in your teeth for the rest of this episode.
Mmm!
Oh, there's Ron's favourite. Ooh. Oh, it's like a chocolate-coloured... It's like a Fox's one. Has it got an F on it?
It's a Fox's round.
Yeah. You should put that one in whole too. Man, I want to eat loads of biscuits. How many people in Leeds died from eating too many biscuits? Oh, there's this water. Child of the podcast will not stop pointing to guitars and talking about you.
That's because I'm her favourite.
Yeah, she does like you.
Yeah, she's cool, man.
She is very cool.
So... friend of the podcast, Noah, and I went to the to explain the box of biscuits and where that came from. Yesterday, me and Noah had to go out for crafting supplies. So we went to B&M, which is around the corner, kind of like this business park. It's a bit weird around there. There's a KFC, but it's also opposite across from a Ford dealership, which is next to the Babcock building. Weird. But
what's
so we
the
went,
Babcock building?
You know Babcock, the defence company?
No, I've never heard of them.
It's really odd because you're just like there and then there's like those guys and they're just like making missiles.
Ooh.
Bad. Yeah, bad times.
Bad cock more like.
Yeah. So then we went there and then there was an Iceland food warehouse which we went in. I got the biscuits there.
In an Iceland? I thought they only sold frozen stuff.
There was loads of frozen stuff, Laura. Loads of, I guess, thawed stuff too.
Oh. I got guess this you box. Can thaw biscuits.
Yeah, I got this box of biscuits in there. Also, they had a shelf of all of the sauces that you see at kebab shops. So I got some of those.
Ooh.
I also got a huge thing of Heinz ketchup, like 750 grams for
and
£4.
And actually, vegan kebab meat is pretty good these days. If you fry it up with an onion, soy sauce and a bit of cumin, it is mwah.
Mm. Well, I like a wrap for lunch. And now I've got like a yogurt and mint sauce to put on the top. Beautiful. Oh, what else did I get? I got some vegan frozen food, like chicken nuggets and stuff, but not chicken, obviously. And another Heinz one that was just called chip sauce, but I've had some of it. And it's basically mayo.
Nice.
So, chronic bronchitis is otherwise known as COPD. This one, Laura, still in the top 10 causes of death to this day.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising because, wow, so there's not nothing they can do about it?
Well, I guess not specifically this one, but chronic respiratory issues still are.
Yeah, I mean, it's the main thing we have to do to be alive, so it makes sense that if that goes, you can't continue.
Yeah. So that's number one, bronchitis. Tick that off the list.
All right.
It's just this picture that I found while I was researching.
Why is that funny? I don't know why
it's quite funny though, isn't it?
It's a person coughing and then it's like a sort of cut through of their lungs and then it shows you, I'm assuming, like a healthy lung and a bronchital lung. But there's something just very funny about it. I'll put it on the Instagram.
So when you hear itis in the name of a disease, lawyer, that just means swollen, basically.
Oh.
And then...
appendicitis. Swollen appendix.
Yep.
Tonsillitis.
Swollen tonsils.
Huh. Okay.
The tubes there, you've got tubes in your lungs. You've got your bronchi and your bronchioles, which are two different types of tube in your lungs. So it's those getting all swollen up. So the next one, Laura, is, hang on, hold please, caller, consumption. Do you know what a consumption is?
Tuberculosis?
It is TB.
Yeah, that's what Satine dies of in Moulin Rouge.
That's what I think about as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it comes up in a lot of things, isn't it? I think because it's a good filmic thing to have somebody cough into a tissue and then look at it and have blood on it. It gets used a lot in films, doesn't it?
And, I mean, like, if we're talking about adults, it's the second biggest killer in Leeds. In 1835 to 1900.
Until they started smashing those badgers up.
But we've talked about TB before and how to prevent it. Do you remember when?
Kill the badgers. Kill the badgers.
No, not that.
Stave their little heads in. No more badgers. Take the badgers out of Leeds.
Take the badgers out of Leeds.
How did we talk about it? You get vaccinated now, don't you, for TB?
Nope.
Do we not? I thought we did.
Nope, because it's a bacteria.
Oh.
Don't get vaccinated against the bacteria, no. Probably. No, maybe you do. I can't remember.
Oh, I swear there's a tuberculosis vaccine.
I don't think so.
Tuberculosis vaccine. Yeah, the BCG.
Oh.
That's what BCG was for.
Oh. Fuck.
Yes, because that came up recently because we had to do Child of the Podcast's nursery application and it was like, what vaccines has she had? And one of the options was tuberculosis and I was trying to work out if she'd had that one. And then it was like, no, probably not, because they only give it to babies if they are like in high risk tuberculosis environments. I don't know, maybe farm babies get them or something. And then the rest of us get them as like teenagers.
Interesting.
Because it was also a plot point in Outlander when she was at a hanging and this woman who was being hung to be a witch, when she looked at her, she had a BCG scar on her arm and that's how she realised that more people than her were time travelling.
Oh. What's Outlander about?
It's about a woman who travels through a circle of stones and back to like, I can't remember what century, 18th century Scotland? Like Jacobite era Scotland, Culloden, that kind of time.
Okay. What's Culloden?
A big battle.
Oh, does that happen in Outlander?
Yeah. It was like I think Culloden was where the clan got very heavily massacred by the English troops, I think.
Sounds like English.
Yeah. It was all the Bonnie Prince Charlie uprising, I think.
Oh. But I didn't actually research this vaccine, actually.
Well, yeah, because I just told you about it.
Yeah, but good to know. But that's not when we've talked about it.
When did we talk about it?
Do you remember the name Alan L. Hart?
No.
Alan L. Hart is someone that we discussed in our lovely queer episode.
Oh, sorry, I forgot you, Alan L. Hart.
Alan L. Hart basically pioneered using x-rays to check people's lungs for tuberculosis so that they could get preventative treatment before they started showing symptoms and stuff. Oh. And saved hundreds of thousands of lives. Good bloke.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
And
so
then,
that's
hang on,
fine.
I'll hastily tell you about the fact sheet on the BCG as well. It's the Bacille Camet Guerin, and it is a vaccine for tuberculosis. Oh, they don't do it in the US. Oh, wait, this is not as user-friendly as I hoped it would be. Vaccine knowledge. Key vaccine facts. Although often thought as a lung disease, TB can infect other parts of the body, including the brain. The vaccine is 70 to 80% effective against the most severe forms of TB, such as TB meningitis. However, it is less effective in preventing the form of TB that affects the lungs. Yeah, okay.
The other thing that you've got for TB, Laura, is different... There are lots of different drugs that you can take to help with TB, because like a huge proportion of the world's population just always have TB. Oh. Like it lives undetected quite a lot in people's lungs. Sometimes I think in like little pockets of tissue. But when you do have the symptoms, there are different drugs you can take. These will effectively just kind of attack a certain part of TB's, like the bacteria's... reproductive system. So it says here it will target cell wall synthesis, protein synthesis, or nucleic acid synthesis. But it does also say for some drugs, the mechanisms of action have not been fully identified.
Okay.
So they just don't know for some of them, but it works. So they keep
doing it. So don't question it.
No. Okay. That's TB. So the next one, Laura, that we're going to talk about is convulsions.
Maybe like epilepsy or something?
Yeah, but then there's also fits, which is ninth.
Okay.
Yeah.
It could be, like, what is a seizure, medically speaking? Is that lots of different things?
No, I did Google that. A seizure is essentially, like, you convulse, you have a convulsion while you're having a seizure. Like, a convulsion is the action of it. A seizure is the medical thing that's happening.
Okay, good to know.
So there is a thing, it's called SUDEP. This is called Sudden Unexpected Death in Epilepsy, which basically means you die while you're having a seizure. But again, it's one of those things where we don't really treat people for the convulsions, we treat them for epilepsy, and we just know how to handle that better so people don't die of it as much.
Is epilepsy a nerve thing, is it?
Yeah, I think it's just the signals on your nerves start, like, nightmare, nightmare, nightmare. Yeah. But there's lots of different convulsive mechanisms, convulsive medicines, and they will basically target different parts of your, like, nervous system in the pathway and regulate them better. Sodium valproate.
What, that was a death?
No, that's one of the medicines. Carbamazepine.
Sounds delish.
Lambertrigine.
That's a car.
Levetiracetam.
That's a spell, I believe, from Prisoner of Azkaban.
Topiramate.
That is a verb meaning to have sex with an Egyptian worker.
They come in different forms, tablets, capsules, liquids, and
syrups. Why are you reading this bit out? This bit seems boring.
Because this is what you asked for.
Nah.
Should we move on?
Yeah.
All right. The next one, Laura, is drumroll, please. This is where unknown would have been, but we've already talked about it. So, next one.
Dog bites.
Drum roll.
Another one.
Inflammation.
Watch. Swollen head. Bloaty head syndrome.
Bloaty head syndrome. Yeah. So, they used to think that person was swollen to death.
Oh. Doesn't sound right.
No. So this one, I'll be honest, impossible to research because loads of things get you inflamed and we have treatment for those things.
Yeah. All I'm thinking about now is a combination of that bit of Harry Potter when the aunt blows up and floats out the door and then hippos that have died and are floating around in the water, you know, when they get really swollen.
Oh.
Do you not know what I mean? Do you not? Have you never seen like a dead hippo carcass when they get really bloated?
No.
Oh, hang on, I'll find one to show you.
Bloated, you find that. I need more water because my mouth's dry from biscuits.
Okay.
Okay, I'm back now. Laura?
Yeah?
I'm back now.
Okay, look at this hippo.
Oh. Oh. Is that lion on top of it?
Yeah, it's trying to eat it.
And you watch this regularly? Is that poo coming out of its tummy?
Yeah.
Is it exploding?
Yeah, it's full of gases. The lion's run away now.
I didn't know this was a thing people did and watched.
Yeah. But they swell up real big.
I know whales do that because some whales explode.
Yeah, so do some hippos.
Wow.
Find you another one. Look, their legs will stick out like their little blow-up.
The lions and hyenas are on it.
Yeah, they're going to eat it. Anyway, that's what I'm thinking about when you say people died of being swollen. Because they might have just swollen up after they died like these hippos have.
Yeah, maybe.
This is the weirdest episode we've ever done.
It's a really weird one, isn't it?
Yeah.
They've got on here in Leeds, right, about what different people's jobs were when they died. Do you want to go through some of those just as a little break?
No.
Number one profession when died. Do you want to guess?
Tanner.
Child.
I'm a professional child.
Number two?
Baker. Adult?
Wife.
What?
Do you want to guess number three?
Widow?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Do you want to guess number four?
Vicar.
No, unknown. They don't know. Number five?
Dog.
Spinster.
Oh, no.
Number six.
None of these are professions so far.
Number six.
Fiance.
Infant.
What's the difference between an infant and a child? Is that like a baby?
No, because loads of them would have been babies. I don't know. Number seven.
Carpenter.
Gentleman.
Oh.
Number eight.
Surf.
No, well, kind of labourer.
Oh, that's the first one that's actually a job. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, wife's like a full-time job.
More than that.
Number nine.
brothel.
Maybe. I don't really know what this is. Cloth dresser.
Yeah. I guess making cloth. I don't know.
Number 10?
Farmer.
Mechanic.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go. All right, back to the other list now.
Yeah.
Next
five
one.
On, minutes.
Next. We've got loads more time than that. How long have we been recording?
45 minutes.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, actually, I suppose 4 minutes of that is you going to get biscuits, so...
I like this minutes. Episode. Number seven? What do you think?
I thought it was spinster.
No, cause of death now.
Oh, drowning.
No, diarrhea.
Oh, no. I just think that would be the worst thing to die of.
Yeah, like... It's like about not that much less than 5% pooed themselves to death.
They haven't really got any hygiene, health and safety or refrigerators or anything, have they? So you're eating a lot of spoiled meat. You've got shit all over your fingers. There's flies in everything.
Yeah. People probably just had like undiagnosed allergies all the time. Yeah. The water would have been rancid. Nobody washed their hands.
Yeah.
So when I was in Hereford...
Not even just you didn't wash your hands. It was, like, considered unhealthy to bathe more than once a year here.
When I was in Hereford, when we went to the Jacobean house, we were talking to the lady there, and she was saying that at the time, they banned forks. So, because what they noticed was that... like, someone would be, like, serving the food out, and then if that person was ill, and they used, like, the fork and gave the food to everyone, everyone would get sick.
Yeah.
Slash, like, not... Like, it's not that they noticed the person serving the food was sick. So they noticed that if a fork was used, people got ill. So they just banned forks.
I mean, it's not logical.
No, but like spoons were fine. They banned forks. But everyone had to bring their own knife, and then you ate with your own knife to stop disease from getting spread.
Yeah, I knew about that, actually.
Yeah.
I also found out that, like, the reason we have things like chairman of the board and boardroom and room and board is because you didn't so much have a table as you had a board that you put on two, like, trestle hole things. And that's where all board talk comes from.
And it's also why you're not supposed to put your elbows on the table.
Yeah, because you'd flip it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So number eight, Laura, we've already talked about it a bit. Dropsy, a.k.a. edema. So it's a swelling under the skin. Now, again, this one was really hard to research because there's loads of different things that can cause it, including kidney disease, heart failure, liver disease, chronic lung disease, malnutrition and pregnancy. But it's not swelling under the skin, guys. That's a baby.
It is kind of a swelling. It's just a swelling baby under the skin.
Yeah. So, again, there's another one that's just kind of a symptom.
What do you have to do, though? Drain the fluid out? Or do you take something that stops it building up?
No, I think you treat the kidney disease or the heart failure.
Water.
Or the liver disease.
Don't put water in. It can't build up. That's my motto.
Yeah. And then number nine, that's fits. That's the same as convulsions.
Yeah.
So I've kind of lumped them in together. And then the last one's heart disease. And I can't really do that one because loads of people die from heart disease.
Yeah, way less. Now we've got all stents and we've got like bypasses and all that kind of stuff. Beta blockers, statins.
I don't know. In the 65 years that we're talking about, only 1,000 people in Leeds died of heart disease.
I bet more people died of it. They just didn't know that that was what was causing the edema.
Well, yeah, 2,500. We don't know what they died of.
Yeah, I bet that was all heart attack.
Maybe.
Barely had any vegetables in this country. Everybody was just eating salt pork.
Yeah. The run cap diet. I do have... I've got another chart here. Where it's got, like, different ages and then different years, and then it says, like how they died.
Those biscuits made you burpy.
Yeah, I'm sugar crashing now. And in 1915, up until, everyone from 0 up to 75, just infections were the way that they were dying.
But they've heard of infections now. That's good.
Yeah. Above 75, they're dying of something called senile decay.
Yeah, just being old. Just getting old.
Then it's fucking mental, right? So from 1945 through to 2005, there's a big blob in between 5 years old and 29 years old for men where just motor accidents are the main way they're dying. Yeah. Well, not main way they're dying, but the biggest cause of death. But then, I mean, this is why this is hard to talk. It does get sad because, like...
Then it becomes suicide, doesn't it? It's like the biggest killer of men now.
That then comes out. But then, a lot of it is blue for heart conditions because heart conditions are still really bad. But nobody, in no age range is infection the biggest thing anymore.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And actually, in under 15s for men, it's cancer, which sounds bleak, but that's kind of like... It means we've stopped all the other ones.
Yeah, so, everything else that is... because cancer is so broad and so finickety to treat,
So hard,
In those episodes. So that is a very impressive medical leap on that you've eradicated everything else and now we dive the hardest things, but not all these other things.
And in women, similar story on the infections... similar story actually on the motor vehicles, but instead of this huge swathe for heart conditions, it's been cancer for a while for women. A lot of deaths.
So women get heart conditions less than men?
Apparently, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if that is lifestyle based or just our hearts are slightly different to yours.
Maybe a bit of both, but I presume lifestyle based.
Yeah, we don't have smoking rooms.
Yeah, and also, you're not really stressed about, having to be, a breadwinner all the time, It's kind of hard for the men out there.
Well, that's what we've always said on this podcast, is that men come first.
Life's hard for the slags.
You're really taken with that quote, aren't you?
It made me laugh when I saw it again today, yeah. Have I got anything else in my notes here? Natural decay, this is just old age.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I don't think that episode was anywhere near as bad as you were making out it was going to be.
I was just really confused by it.
That came across. I'm proud of you for persevering, though, and thank you to the people of Leeds for supplying us with such interesting content.
Yeah. You can get loads of interesting info on death from the Office of National Statistics. What I was talking through there is an article that they published called Causes of Death Over 100 Years. Most of this information came from livingwithdying.leeds.ac.uk, which is a blog done by the Leeds University where they've done lots of analysis into the cemetery that's there, which is why we've talked about Leeds.
Did they put the cause of death on the headstones? Or would it just be in the book?
Probably
be in a book.
A book, yeah.
Well, thank you, Ron, and happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter. Next year, rabbits.
Made you feel so festive, you don't know what to do with yourself. And next year, we will have 1 hour of uninterrupted rabbit facts. We'll see patrons this Friday for the Eggathon 2024. If you haven't
24
heard,
eggs.
No, I'm not eating 24 fucking eggs. Are you mad? If you're not a patron, you need to be so that you can see the Eggathon and you can see the live episode that went out on Friday. No spoilers, but it's not something you're going to want to miss if you're a hardcore fan of the podcast. And we hope you love us and we'll see you next week.
Class death dismissed.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Leeds dismissed.
Leeds death dismissed.
Class... Leeds Smiths.